Hello.
Hello.
My name is Juan. What is your name?
Stasha. Okay. In original, it's Russian name. Yes.
Ready to the questions?
Let's say so.
Okay. Who was your role model? Who was your role model?
Your role model.
In different periods, different. I don't know. But let's say in general, I was always looking on everything she does. It's, let's say, my mother. Yes.
What is the timetable in your school?
Timetable?
Yes.
We started, our school starts at 8:30, 8:20. We have first snack, lunch, smaller one, at 10, and the little ones and the elder ones at 11, and then we finish around 1:30, and then we have lunch. But some of them have, I don't know, two or let's say 1 to 2 more hours.
What is the most famous sport in Slovenia?
Famous sports. Luka Doncic, basketball, Jari Agarnbret, climbing, Pogačar and... Pogačar and Roglic, cycling, winning calls of Vuelta, Giro d'Italia, Tour de France, and ski jumping, Peter Preutz, and football, Jan Oblak.
Because you are a physical education teacher?
No. Yeah, I am, but
yeah.
Okay, these are the, let's say, the best of the best in our country.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
What is the most famous dessert in Slovenia?
Let's say over Mura moving cake. This is direct translation. It's made with oaks, hazelnut, yes, and or it depends. And let's say. How do you say gibanica? No, gibanica. Potica. Yeah. Yes. But we don't have that much sweets as you do. It's really.
What's your favorite dessert, Juan, here in Spain?
In Spanish. Flauta de chocolate.
Oh, okay. It's flauta de chocolate. You have to ask here in Pradena.
Okay.
In Pradena lo venden?
No, que yo sepa no.
Thanks for advice.
How is the level of English in Slovenia?
Let's say quite well, because our children have their lessons of English from age of 6 till 16 till 18. Yes, it's quite the level is quite high, but also because of video games and computers. Let's be realistic.
So there you have more their surrounding. They are surrounded by English.
Television
is in Slovenian or
no? It's you have subtitles, but it's movies and it's everything in English. Yes.
Oh, okay, that's why we don't have that good English as in other countries.
Yes, yes, probably yes, yes.
No? ¿Traducimos todas las películas en la tele, Roberto? Puedes decir en español también, which I translate for him. ¿A quién tú pones la tele y quieres ver una peli y cómo está, en español o en inglés?
All of movies are in original, in English, with subtitles, except cartoons.
Oh,
But not on TV. Let's say in movie.
You translate in cinema. The theme song? Do you translate? Song?
No, in original.
Slovenian. How do you say what's
the Homer.
Name? Homer.
Homer. Homer. Homer Simpson, yes.
Okay, Alicia.
But I prefer Bart.
Hello. My name is Alicia.
Hello.
Does your school have different activities or subjects than the others?
We have, let's say, all the subjects that you have, probably math, mother language, physical education, geology, biology, and so on. But extra, let's say, we have astrology, ecology, Spanish. How do you say? Rhetorica. Rhetorics. Italian. I'm in a region that we also have Italian lessons. Mm-hmm. So I don't know anything extra. Help me.
So Italian is before French, for example.
Yes.
Our second language, right, is Frances, French.
Yes.
We study English, then probably you're gonna find French. Some schools we have German. Yes. And then could be Italian.
Chinese. Let's say that we have, I don't know, like optional. It's French, German, and Russian. You can find those three languages, let's say.
How far are you from Russia in kilometers?
Oh, it's thanks God quite a lot in this situation, a lot.
Which countries around Slovenia?
There is Italy on west, on north is Austria and Switzerland, Hungary and Croatia on the east. Yes, and on the south.
And you are friends with all that countries, right?
Yes. Not in the past, but now, yes, thanks.
Have you ever been to Spain before?
I was in Spain in my fourth grade at Sky High School when I was 18. Was the first time. And then I went to Tenerife alone and with my kids.
What thing did you like the most about coming here?
I don't know, the character of people. This was something that I was really looking forward to. Not that much the surroundings, but people.
What's the time in Slovenia now?
We have the same.
Oh.
Yes, we are in the same line, timeline.
Does your school have a canteen?
Yes. In our school there are 450 children from 6 to 14, 15. It's quite noisy, yes. And I think the kids are quite the same as here.
This group of children, you have been, some of you, in Croatia? You went to Croatia?
Yes, I go to Croatia.
With Erasmus last year.
Okay.
To Zagreb.
No, Zagreb is not that far. It's, let's say, 1.5 hour from Ljubljana.
So you can say how the schools were, right? Do you remember more or less the school you were in?
I don't remember the name.
But how was, como era?
Very big. This is very interesting place in the school. I remember the school have.
These machines for food,
dispenser. Aha, okay. In our school, it's not allowed because of unhealthy food. But there is one machine next to the gym for those who went who goes to after school activities. But during the school, it's forbidden. Yes, it even doesn't work. So,
hello.
Hello.
I am Roberto.
Roberto, hello.
Why did you study teacher?
I teach gymnastics.
Why?
Yes, I know. But in a way, I knew that I could move around all day. I won't work in an office. I started to guide young children at the age of 15. Is in a scout organization. And working with them, I found out that, let's say, I like that. So it was an option to do that the whole my life.
Do you like
being a teacher?
A lot. You can't do that work if you don't like that. It's not possible.
What class do you teach?
Sometimes from 6 to 12, but usually from 12 to 15. And usually girls. We have separated girls and boys in our gym lessons.
Oh.
Yes.
That's something that is new for us, right?
Because yes.
Did you understand what she said? Ellos tienen las clases de gimnasia de educación física, chicos y chicas separados. What do you think about it? What do you think about it? You think that's better? Or would you like to be like, it separated?
It's strange.
Strange for you?
Yes, but I don't know the idea is good or bad.
Okay.
To the level.
Okay. Because the level of
the yes.
Mm-hmm. Where is the school?
Saw one difference between Spain and Slovenia. Usually our schools are somewhere not in the center of the town, but somewhere in the suburbs, let's say. And so you have a lot of space even outside for many courts, playing grounds. Let's say and our school is all the same, in the same place, yes. It's, let's say, almost never somewhere in the middle of the town. And I live, and my school is at the seaside, on the coast.
What is the name of the school?
Osnovna Šola Livade Izola. If you would like to translate it, Skuela Elementare, como se dice, the field.
Del campo.
Green, with grass. A field with grass would be.
Yeah, del césped, del green, del campo.
Del campo, isola è una. Isla, sí. Mm-hmm. Sí.
Okay, thank you very much for your effort with the Spanish too. We have been learning today a lot of words in Slovenian too, and a lot of things from Slovenia culture. And yeah, thank you very much, students of first grade.
Gracias a todos.
Thank you. For you.